Tuesday, Shir Chavi. Tuesday, Parshas Yeshev, Shir Chavi. Tuesday, Parshas Yeshev, Shir Chavi.
Get to vote for three people in that order. Anyway.
You vote for yourself?
Me, myself, and I.
We'll deal with that later. I spoke about it last night a little bit. This Thursday night, we're going to be doing a small fundraiser. This is only the second time in the history of Yeshiva that we have actually taken out of Seder to do a fundraiser. And it's not something I like to do, but I don't really have much of a braver. The other option is me going to America. Now, for some of those people, that might be a delight. For other people... for other people, it's something that they would prefer not. So I will know the answer to that question if you show up on Thursday night to help us with the fundraiser. If you don't bother coming for Shabbos on the off Shabbos. No, really, we could really use your help. It's not a joke. It's only the second, like I said, only the second time we've done it. The first time was after the fire, and we didn't have a base medrash to learn in, so it was pretty easy to make people make phone calls during Seder. But over here, we're just in that situation where usually I do go to the America quite often and make fundraisers, and it's just I really would rather be here with you. So I'm asking if everyone can help out on Thursday night. We're doing a Chinese auction, and if you can make some phone calls, and we could Be'ez Hashem continue to just do what we're doing. I don't think there's going to be. I know it was a disaster last time, yeah. But it was a little bit of a rush. You could speak to David. I don't know if we have the website. Yeah. There is the Chinese auction is on the website. Yeah, the Chinese auction. Yeah.
It's true. Yeah,
we're not doing that.
How are we going to do it in Seville Hall if there's no service?
We're not. We're just going to start there. Okay, my friends. Rabbi, we're skipping a small sugya over here. There's a sugya that's an important sugya about putting yourself in a matzav of oinus. And I have the Maror Mekoymis on that. If someone wants to say a chabura on that topic, it's a very beautiful topic, a beautiful sugya. But I think that it's time for us to move on to the sugya of my oinus. The Gemara says, what is the case of oinus? Let's just remind ourselves of where we started here. The Gemara says that when are you really supposed to, when's the most appropriate time to get married?
Wednesday.
Okay. What happens if Bez Din Yoshim B'chol Yoyim?
B'chol Yoyim.
You get married any day, even though Tosfos says really a better day to get married would be?
Thursday.
Halacha L'maaseh, I want you all to remember, the best day for you guys to get married would be either Wednesday or Thursday. Wednesday or Thursday. Thursday's even better. Wednesday's also good if it's out of town. If it's Montreal, then you can get married on Wednesday night so we can get back for Shabbos. No one wants to be there for Shabbos. So, but if it's... But the point is that alechat chilo, you should go. There's bracha, the dogim, bracha, the adam, a kitzer.
You said about Wednesday. The Wednesday's really Tuesday night. Is there anything
wild? No, because over here we want the bracha. Not because of the shachrit.
Thursday, or Wednesday night.
Wednesday night would be Wednesday night to be boiled on Thursday, or Thursday and get me boiled on Friday. Yeah. I'll call panim. But in the times of the Mishnah and the Braisa, what was the day to get married?
Wednesday.
What about if there's a sakana? Ubesheni lo yichnois, the way Rashi learns. Sheni lo yichnois, because of sakana. What about machmas oines? You get married on Monday. What was Sakana? Anyone remember? What was Sakana? Is it Shasa Shmad?
No.
Not necessarily. It's the Hegmoin wants to be Boyle. He's a sicko. And it ends up having some Sakana in it because of Tznuois. And you can't tell them otherwise because the Prutz is in Kohenis. A Kopanim says the Gemara, my Oinus. Now we're looking at the second half of the Braisa. What's the Oinus? Ilema Hoda Amoron. If it's the same thing we said before. And it's talking about oinus that the Hegmon is going to be ma'anis or hasam kari la sakana v'achi kari la oinus. So why are you changing the word? If it means the same thing, so why would you change the word you use? There you're calling it sakana, you're calling it oinus. This question is clearly only a question of phrase. It's a question of the grammar. Why do you use that lashon? V'su hasam nagu v'hacha mutter. Also, over there, it's Nago, over here, it's Mutter. This is a question which is more like it sounds like there's a different din. Not just why'd you use the word sakan and use the word oinus. Hasam nagu, over there you said there's it's a minig hacha, you said mutter. Amarava. It's taka something else. It's not the same as before. The Amri Sartsava Balair. The Sartsava is coming to the town. And what's gonna happen if he comes to the town? To food. So is there an oinus in the kiddushin? Not really, it's just we're afraid you're gonna lose the food for the chasana, hechidami. Ida asi v'chalif, if he's gonna come and he's gonna leave. So the akiv just waited out. Loitzricha da asi v'kava, he's coming and he's staying. Begimel mi'alichna, so why do you have to get married on Monday? Why don't you get married on Tuesday? Begimel mi'alichna, I mean, why does it say that imach mas'oinis, you get married on Monday, just get married on Tuesday? Sartova bali'ir, we're assuming he's coming on Wednesday, so get married on Tuesday. His posse is coming on Tuesday. So if you get married on Tuesday, what are they going to do already? Take the food. They're not just his posse. Rashi says, what's their job? What's their job? Kitchen staff. I don't know if cooks are kitchen staff. I'm not sure. But call them kitchen staff. That's their job. That's what they're there for. So if they see that you got some food, they're going to say, you know, we're going to have to stop this wedding right now. We're taking this food for tomorrow. Something else. Let's see Rashi. What does Rashi say? Hasam nohagu. Mashma rubam nohagu. Hacha mutter. Lo gar sinon lechatchila. Rashi is not goris hacha. It's not mutter lechatchila. Not goris that. The hachi kametama. In other words, it's not a difference of if it's lechatchila or not lechatchila. This is the question. According to Rashi, Rashi's making it sound like Nagu is how many people? Everyone. And Mutter is how many people? Individuals. So which one is a broader heter? Mutter is Nagu Loktani. You didn't say Nagu. Nagu is like it's all over the place. It's the floodgates are open. Everyone! So which one is a broader heter according to Rashi? Nagu. And Mutter is a smaller heter. Tosfos learns Pum Farkert. Pum Farkert. Let's see. Says Tosfos. V'suhasam. Bishlishi Nagu. V'amrinon beperik basur de tainis. Manda amr Nagu oiruye loy moirinon. What does Nagu mean? That was their practice, but it was not something that was... We don't pask in that way. We don't instruct that. Hacha b'sheni mutter lechatchila. So Toysa says, when it says mutter, mutter sounds like lechatchila you could do it. Nagu sounds like, okay, we'll let it pass. We'll let it go. We won't tell you to do it, but... We're not gonna stop you. So according to Tosfos, which is a broader heter, the lashon of nagu or the lashon of mutter? Mutter is it's fine. Go ahead, no problem. Lechatchila. Nagu is like a more a bidyevet type of thing. Like you did it, okay. We're not gonna stop you. We're not telling you to do it. It's a pum faker from Rashi. Rashi is saying that when it said Nagu, it means that everyone's allowed to do it. It's like we're opening up the gates. Mutter is only on a case-to-case basis.
Why did it say Rashi?
That's good. Good question. Tosfos is saying, I'm not going to answer it. Tosfos is saying that what does Nagu mean? Nagu means people did it. Okay. Or in Yeshivish, Nunu. They did it. Nunu. They did it. Mutter, as we said, do it! Do it! Okay. Says Tosfos, Upirish akuntrish, Shapirish nagu ruba de alma, Racha mutter yechidi velogasin lechatchila ena miyushev. Tosfos doesn't like Rashi's pshat. Okay. I have a problem with Tosfos's pshat. What's my problem with Tosfos's pshat? Let's get this straight, my friends. If there's a sakana that people are going to die, so then what do we say? No. You don't get mad at me? No. If you're just not gonna have food for the wedding, oh, there's not gonna be food. Go, go, get married before. No, no problem. Get married. Go ahead, do it. What? No food. It's got to eat. You know. What is going on? The Marshal, hold on a second. The Shita Mekubetzes asked this question. What's shot in Toisvis? Do we photocopy this anywhere? Yeah, we photo it on the top. Yeah. It means Shita's teretz. A lot of Rishonim asked this kasha. Toisvis Arosh Ritva. The third line of the Maram Kassin Tab. Deim came. Lemaskana de'oinis hainu sar tzava. Balair. Viyachtafuasuda. He's gonna take the food. Echi toching. How is it possible? The Bishvil Hachshosha Yatiru Lechatchila. Oh, you're not gonna have a Suda? Oh, okay, Lechatchila. Or Mishum Sakana! Lo Yatiru Lechatchila Bidiyeved! How could it be such a thing? Says the Shita Mekubetzes, says the answer for Toisvis. Given the einus the sartzava eino shchiach ela akroy ba'alma etu lachatchir lahakdim. In other words, like this: how often is this going to happen that a sartzava is going to end up in your town? And this whole situation. First of all, there's got to be like some sort of major war going on or something like that. Second of all, it's got to be passing through our shtetl. Like how often is it's so rare that therefore we can be matir lachatchir. Masha Einkein, this, if he makes an edict, if the Hegmon makes a thing that any person is going to be that din, then avada, that's something that's going to be every single week in, week out, we're going to have this type of situation. So we can't be matcha, because what's going to happen to the takana? The takana's going to end up being gone. If it's like, it happens once in a blue moon, so we'll say, go ahead, don't worry about it, don't worry about the takana, don't worry about it. You could get married on Tuesday. But if you're talking about something that's week in, week out, that the Hegmon is telling us, so then the Choyra, that's what Taisa says. Okay. Now, that's Shita's Pshat and Taisa's. Now, Taisa doesn't like Rashi's Pshat. You see that Taisa brings Rashi and says, Eino mi Yushif, not good. Not good, Rashi's Pshat. Not good. Why is Rashi's Pshat not good? Okay. I mean, Tosis does have a Gemara that says the lashon of Nagu is not mashma that we like allowed it, but the Marsha says there's another problem with Rashi's Pshat. And he says perhaps this is why Tosis doesn't like Rashi's Pshat, as follows. Let's get this straight. The Gemara is bothered by the difference between Nagu and Mutter. Why is one mutter the other one nagu? I have a very simple teretz. Teretz is as follows. If you're telling me that nagu is for the rabbin and mutter is for the yachid, perhaps we only allowed the rabbin to get married one day longer. But the yachid we allow 2 days longer. Why can't that be? Maybe it's taka all the same sakana. What's the sakana? Hegmon. So mishum hegmon, can you get married 1 day earlier? Yeah. What about 2 days earlier? No. On a case-to-case basis, maybe. Does that make sense? Yeah. So what's the Gemara's problem with the Lashon of Nagu and Mutter? According to Rashi, we can work this out. When it's everyone, so then you get 1 day. Yechida, maybe we'll give 2 days to. Again, we're in the Hav Amina. You have to hold cup, you have to hold Cheshbon. We're in the Hav Amina that Oinus and Sakana are the same thing. The Gemara says, what does Oinus mean? If it means the same thing as Sakana, so first of all, why'd you call one Sakana with us? Second of all, why does one say, the Bryce is saying the same thing. It's saying, if it's a Sakana, you get 1 day. And if it's a Oinus, which is Sakana, then you get 2 days if you're a Yachid. You're asking, so why does it call one Sakana, one Oinus?
Why doesn't it just say, if it's a Sakana, you can get married, put it off 1 day, and then for Yachid, put it off 2 days.
That's what it's saying. That's what it's saying. It's just, it's changing the word. So again, the Gemara says, maybe it means the same thing. First of all, why did it change the Lashon of Sakana and Oinus? That's the first question. That's one question. There's another question. The Gemara asks, okay, but why over there does it say Nagun over here Mutter? Now, if Mutter just means that we allow only to the Yachid, so then great. We allow the Yachid to get married on Monday. We allow everyone to get married on Tuesday. That's what the Marsha says. That's why Tosis doesn't like Rashi's Pshat.
How do you have a case of Hegmoin for Yachid?
So, well, so what it means is the Chayra like this. Usually the Hegmoin is going to come when? Only Wednesday. Is it enough to get married on Tuesday?
Yes.
Yes. But what happens if we know the Hegmon's coming on Tuesday? A special situation?
And everyone should get married on
Monday. Oh, that okay, good.
Yes.
So it says...
Yes.
What?
Maybe Yachim means individual day.
Only one
individual
guy
person.
Getting married that week?
No, it means individual week, not individual person. Not individual person. This Wednesday, this week.
This particular Wednesday.
Yeah. Maybe that's what it means Yachim.
Then why the other week?
So says the Sukkas David, Pshat in Rashi, which I think is really what Mati is being mechaven to, is I don't get it. If there is a reason that we should get married on Monday, then everyone can get married on Monday. It's a case to case basis. Why? If you tell me there's a sakana of it happening on Tuesday, then everyone should get married on Monday. What's the reason we don't allow to get married on Monday? Mishum sakana. Does anyone remember the lashon of Rashi? Or Rashi say, why you can't get married? Because you don't need it. But if you would need it, of course you could. When we said b'sheni lo yichnos, we weren't saying we're not allowing. There's no need. But if there'd be a need, for sure. So then, what's the difference Monday and Tuesday? I'll explain. Tosfos learned when he paraphrased Rashi. Tosfos says, ein lekar b'shvila takanas chama yom echad. You cannot be oikar takanas chama 2 days. You can't do it. So Tosfos says, okay, so then you can't be Okatan. Maybe Yechidim will allow it. For Yechidim, case to case, just to be like open the floodgates, we won't let 2 days. But one day we'll allow. Tosfos says, that's a very viable option. Rashi, your Pshat is Shver. But Rashi never said that Pshat. That was never what Rashi said. Rashi said, the only reason we don't get married on Monday is because you don't need to. Just married on Tuesday. If you need to, of course you can. Of course you can. So what would be the difference between Sakana and Oinus? One's Mutter and the other one is Nagu. They're the same thing. If you need to get married on Monday, you don't need to get married on Tuesday. So my point is that this Gemara is going to be Rashi and Tosfos L'shitasa. Rashi learns that there's no difference really between Monday and Tuesday as far as Sakana is concerned. So why don't we let you get married on Monday? Because you don't have to. If you have to, of course you can. So there's no difference. There's no difference. One's Nagu, the other one's Mutter. No, it's all the same. Tosfos learned, no. Tosfos understood in Rashi, the reason why you only get married on Tuesday is because we don't allow you to get married on Monday. We don't allow you to be Oikar Takana 2 days. Maybe on a case-to-case basis, maybe we'll allow, Chveis, I don't know. But then, that could be Pshat. Technically, if Rashi's right, that could have been Pshat in the Brisa. So Tosfos says, I don't like you. L'choira, this could be L'shitas. Okay, what does the Gemara say, Vayter? Says the Gemara, Sar Tzava Bala Ir. Says Rashi, V'yachtafu Tzorchei Suda Me'asher Yimtso. He's going to take anything he needs for a meal from where he finds it. If he comes and he's leaving, says Rashi, V'cholif Le'acher Revi'i Ya'akev Ad Yom Revi'i Shal Shabbos Haba. Rashi is saying, what does it mean he's coming and he's going? He's coming on this Wednesday and he'll be gone by next Wednesday. So what should you just do? Wait till next Wednesday. What's the geshein? Gone is a geshein. What's the geshein? Nothing. Nothing is geshein. So why don't you just wait till next Friday? I don't get it. How can you wait till next Wednesday? What about all the food? He's going to come. I mean, forget about him taking the food. The food's going to be far fallen. You can't keep food for another week. It's going to be alte essen. What does that mean? Wait till next Wednesday.
Okay.
Get what? Anyway, he took the food. It's going to be... boom! What do you mean, wait till next Wednesday? The chayra, what we mean to say is, okay, you lost the food. It's a problem. You know, you lose your food. So start again. Wait, should you get married on Tuesday because you're going to lose your food? No. We want you married on Wednesday and it's going to cost you food. Food is not enough of a reason not to keep Takanas Chachamim. Lost food, okay. If you're going to get married without food, that's not cool. Right, a woman's getting married, she's going to be crying under a chuppah. She doesn't have any food to show. It's not good. Okay, so you lose a little bit of money. Get married a week later. Get married a week later.
They even hang up signs in Meir Sharim that the Tzitzit is coming, you know? You could plan for it, maybe.
I don't know if you can plan for it for sure. We don't know. You can sing what would be in a case when you could, whatever you can't plan for it. What happens if you, it's Sunday, Monday, you find out Monday's coming on Wednesday. I already planned 2 days. I already bought all the stuff. I got everything here. I don't know. I'm not sure you could plan for it. Now, Tosis argues on Rashi. Tosis says, says Tosis, Pirush HaKuntres, Cholif La'acher Dalid U'La'akev Ad Yoim Dalid Shal Shabbos Haba. Wait a week till next Wednesday. V'kosha L'ri Dimkein Mayim Eshani L'tzvicha D'asi V'kava. So what's the answer? He's staying. How long is he staying for?
A week.
Akati La'akev Chodesh O'Chadosh. Okay. So he's staying. So what? So push it up for a month. V'asa G'shein. V'asa G'shein. Push off 2 months. He won't be chayv mezaynus. No. He won't be chayv mezaynus. No, for sure not. If it's yeah, over here it's for sure. It's not mas. He gives my mecha b'shabbes. This is like he gives my mecha b'shabbes.
The general coming is curbing the hanukkah.
But anyway, it's the Tekanas Chacham. It's the Tekanas Chacham over here. It's for sure not.
Then the father has to be Mizaynus.
What?
Father.
Okay. No. Someone's got to feed her anyway. So, like, exactly. What's the big deal? Okay. Okay. Chodesh Chadash. What's the Geshen? Gonesh and Geshen. This is Tosis's Kasha on Rashi. Achi Eilech until he leaves. There's a Pasha Teretz for Rashi. What does it mean? He's Asavik Kaba. We don't know how long he's staying. He could end up staying for half a year. What's the Geshen? Wait half a year. Come on. When it's open ended, if you know he's leaving in a couple of days, okay, you wait it out. He's going to leave. But he's setting up shop. He's staying. I don't know how long he's going to be here for. What, do you want me to wait forever?
You could answer that. If this is coming for a week, it's going to take up all your resources. It's going to be 6 months. You have enough room. You tell a delivery guy, bring twice as much food. You can figure it out.
I understand what you mean.
In other words, the first week the guy comes, he's taking all your resources. He's there long term to start getting more resources.
So therefore what? Regardless.
So in other words,
deal with that actually. Who do they They're not going to starve.
If the guy comes 6 months, okay, he's just bringing in more food.
Another member of the family.
These guys are the one bringing
the food.
Yeah,
you
just start bringing in more food.
What if
the guy comes?
Therefore what? So they're not going to take the food? You'll make two sudas, in other words.
If I have someone who sudas, I have 10 people coming to my house for a month. First thing they show up, blindside you.
I hear.
They have no money.
Yeah, you're making them spend a lot of money over here. Okay. That's Yaakov saying another teretz. Tosis kasha. Tosis clearly doesn't hold like that. Tosis is saying wait a month. Yaakov saying you don't have to wait a month. You won't have to wait. You'll just make extra food. You'll invite all the soldiers. Do some kiruv. Come to the wedding. Okay, we know how many people is it. It's 30 people. It's 100 people. 2,000 people. We'll bring them. Tosis wasn't happy with that. Maybe that'll be Pshat Rashi in a Chanami. We don't have to worry about it. Wait. You won't wait a month. No, it's not going to work for Rashi either. Because then, according to Rashi, so then, why getting married the day before? Just if he's staying longer, then just prepare. Doesn't work for Rashi or for Tosis.
Why not?
Okay, I can't do it now. It's not going to work for Rashi or Tosis. You have to think about it. Akopani, but an answer for Rashi perhaps could be that if it's open ended, I don't know how long the guy's waiting. I'm not going to wait forever. I'll wait a week. I can't wait. Tosis saying, wait a month. What do you mean, wait a month? How long am I going to wait? I don't know how long he's coming for. Tosis has a different pshat. Says Tosis, Alkei Nira Lari. If he's going to stay the entire Wednesday, we don't push it off to next Wednesday. Do not push off the chasana a week. We don't do that. Ella yikones the gimel. You're going to get married the day before. So what's the Gemara's question? If he comes and he's going to leave, v'dalid gufa, he's going to leave the same day he comes. If he's leaving the same day he comes, then la'akev, wait until when? The end of the day. Ad the chalif, until he leaves today. So am I pushing it off even one day? No. Umishani, the asi, the kava, kol yom dalit. He's staying the entire yom dalit. Do I push it off Wednesday? Am I pushing off of Wednesday?
No.
According to Tosis, am I pushing it to the next Wednesday? No, I'm not pushing to the next Wednesday. I want to get married on Wednesday. If I'm not getting married on Wednesday, when am I getting married? On the Tuesday before. So LMI, so what was the most question of, you know, wait it out. Wait out to the end of the day. That's the way Tosfos learns. So there's a lot of interesting... There's a lot of interesting chidushim in Tosfos.
Even if he comes the same day and he leaves the same day, he still takes the food. Rashi,
the Messias works out much better.
New food. He comes on Wednesday, he takes the food. They don't have food for tonight.
So that's one question. The question is, how can I wait? L'chaira, he's going to take all the food.
You're going to hide.
How are you going to make the wedding before you know he's coming?
No problem in the first place. If you're doing a meal, he's going to come take the meal. Take all the food, but if there's
enough
food,
are they gonna make the wedding on Monday?
So let's go step by step. There's a bunch of kashas here on Tosfos. Question number one is, brother, what does it mean asiyu kava? According to Rashi, what does it mean asiyu kava? He's staying for a week. According to Tosfos, what does that mean? It's the lashon of kava in Tosfos is not so gishmak. Kava is like it's a question of 4 hours or 10 hours. It's not like, you know, asavi kava. Kava sounds like they're setting up shop. Another question is, according to Tosfos, how do they know?
How are you going to make the wedding on Monday?
What? How do you know if he's coming? He's coming for 5 hours. He's coming for 10 hours. I don't know. If he's coming, you know that he's coming for like a long time, I hear. There's major differences of an army is just passing through, or the army is going to spend a week there. They're coming to stay. But if he's coming for 5 hours or 10 hours, it's like, what, they tell us we're coming for 5 hours? And maybe they say they're coming for 5 hours and end up staying for 10 hours, and then what are you going to do? Then you're stuck? So yeah, it's like, according to Tosfos, it's very hard. Like, how do I know how long he's coming for? According to Rashi, he's coming for a week. That means that they're coming, they're saying, this is going to be our base for the next week. I hope you have beds for us. I hope you have food for us. We're coming in. We're settling here. Okay, well, no. As opposed to they're just coming, they're not sleeping the night, they're just passing through, they want food, and they're moving on. That's very easy for us to know, but according to our Tosfos, it's a little bit schwer. How do we know if they're coming for a few hours, or they're coming for...
That's why you would make it on Monday, because it's more of an inus, because you're not even sure.
But Tosfos is saying that if we know he's only coming for this, then do this. And if we think he's coming for that, so how would I even know if he's coming for this or that? I don't know what type of intelligence do we have that we're asking the army, are you coming for 2 hours, or are you coming for 5 hours? And the army's they know for sure they're only coming 5 hours, maybe they're staying for 7 hours. I don't know. It's a little bit harder. Rashi, it's like, Asi Vekava, he's coming, he's setting up, they're staying for a week. That's the plan, we're staying for the next week. But another kasha, according to Tosfos, over here is, what are we supposed to do? They're going to take all the food. Are we waiting until tonight? They're coming in at 2 in the afternoon. We're saying, let's wait until the night, we'll get married at night. They're coming in, what are they coming for? They're coming for food. So how could you wait till tonight? The food is going to be gone. The food is going to be gone. What do you say? What? So the chayra, you can hide the food.
How long?
So you have to say he's going to hide the food. Just a few hours. Just a few hours.
The chayra,
if I'm everything set up, where do they go? They're coming in for a few hours. Where are they going to go? They come in for a few hours. We're the first place to go. They go to the wedding hall. No wedding tonight. Okay. Then they'll go to a few houses or whatever it is, but they're not going to be able to... No, necessarily. What? I don't know. They don't have to know that you're hiding it from them. Yay! The wedding's in 3 days. The wedding's we started collecting. It's not like they know that you're. I don't know. But the point is, they don't have time. They're just coming and going. They're on their way in. They're looking for food. Everyone gets some food. They're not. If I would say even more than that, I would say even more than that. Perhaps you could suggest as follows, my friends. If they're passing through. Does the asparva come a day before? Perhaps not. They're passing through. What do they tell them? Everyone go into someone's house, get some food, and get yourself. Every soldier knocks on a door and says, "Feed me," and then they get food. But if they're coming and they're staying, so then they're setting up a whole matzah. The asparva comes the day before. He's going to make a whole situation. He's bringing all the food together, and they're going to eat, like mentioned. But if they're just coming and going, so then maybe so there's nothing to worry about. They're going to be gone in an hour. So just lay low. They'll eat wherever they eat, and then we can make the chasana tonight. Maybe. But if they're coming and staying, so then we're going to miss Friday. I miss Wednesday. I'm not doing that. I'm not pushing left till next Wednesday. Okay. Comes the Sukkas David and asks the question. He says, Zol Zayn, you're not going to push it off till next Wednesday, but why don't you just get married on Thursday? Thursday's an awesome day to get married. What are we saying? Don't get married on Wednesday. It's Asi V'Kava, which means he's staying the entire Wednesday. Don't get married on Wednesday, get married on Thursday. What do we say? We say you should get married on Tuesday or Monday. Instead of getting married on Monday, get married on Thursday. Get married on Thursday, everything's great. Wait until he leaves, and then you get married on Thursday. Don't get married Wednesday. I have numerous answers to this kasha. Rabbi said, just Zayn Klor, the question is as follows. According to Tosfos, when he says he's Asi V'Kava, how long is he staying for? One day. He's gone Thursday. So he's not going to be here Thursday. So why don't we just get married Thursday? Instead, because that's... So Wednesday's out. Can you get married on Wednesday? No. The whole Wednesday he's here. So what do we choose? Get married on Tuesday or Monday because of Asparva day is coming on Tuesday. So you have to get married one day. Why are we getting married Monday? Let's get married Thursday. Thursday's a better day. Azoy Frekta Sukkas Dov. You want to see it inside? It's an ice ayin zayin ulechayre lefi hatoisvus in the second paragraph. Lama lo yamtinu ad yoim hey v'yiskaim takana shoktu, and then you can prepare. You have the whole shoktu. That's his question. V'tzarech loymar soivrim de'ein lidchos nisuim ad la'acharkach yoiser toiv lahakta mila'acher. Maybe Tosfos holds we don't push off chasanas. Finito. Period. Never.
Not even for
shoktu. No, we don't push off chasanas. It's all these things are very important. All the stuff is very important, but you will never push off a chasana. Chasanas are more important than takanas. I'll make it earlier. I'll make it on Tuesday. I'll make it on Monday. But I'm never pushing it later. Rashi says we can even push it to next week. Tosfos says you push it next week, push it the next month. Oh, okay, I'm not going to push it till forever. But I'll wait a week. But Tosfos says you're not waiting nothing. I'll get married on Wednesday at night. That I'll wait till the night to get married, but I'm not waiting for another day. That's what Tosfos teretz. Baruch Kunz was suggesting another teretz. He's saying you can't get married on Thursday because if he comes on Wednesday, what's going to happen to the food? There won't be any food.
Hide it.
Yeah. Why don't you hide it again? So why don't you hide it again? So I think what Baruch means is as follows. If he's just coming and passing through, he's only going to be there for 2 hours, can you hide the food? They can hide the food. But if he's going to be there for the whole day, you're not going to be able to hide the food. They're going to make a whole matziv. The aspirant is going to set up shop. He's going to go into every house. They go, oh, I found a whopping amount of food. You're going to lose it. So Thursday, you're going to lose your food. If he's just coming and going, you're not going to lose the food. Maybe there is no asparva. Maybe he's just coming. They're going to knock on doors, give me something to eat. They eat, they're out. We're on the run. We got to be out of here in 2 hours, guys. We're not making ganzes sudas with all this food and all that stuff. Yeah. So therefore, if he's coming and going on Wednesday, you don't have to worry. Just lay low and you'll be fine. But if he's staying the entire Wednesday, he'll find your food. And then they're going to take all the food. You'll have nothing to eat on Thursday. Another answer Avigdor suggested during first Seder is that maybe Tainis Besulim. What about Tainis Besulim? Thursday is not good for Tainis Besulim. Monday's better. It's a day earlier. A day, maybe Tosfos holds. Every day is better for Tainis Besulim. I'll get more Shaktu if you get mad. Okay, the question is, which is more important, Shaktu or Tainis Besulim? Rashi seems to favor the Shaktu side. Maybe Tosfos feels that Tainis Besulim is more important than Shaktu.
Wait, wasn't it Sukkas David himself that was Nadaik? I think he did it only in Rashi. But
in Rashi.
It should be a problem. It's also in the Lashon of the Tekhan of Shaktu. Shaktu is Dafka Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. Mm-hmm. That was part of Tekhan. So what's this question? This is a start. You don't have Shaktu if you do it Thursday.
We do.
It's not Shaktu, it is.
Shaktu if you do it on Monday either.
Because if you have it on Monday, then you're only doing Shaktu Sunday. And here you can do Shaktu Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. And just not wait Wednesday. Or Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and you have 2 days of Shaktu.
It doesn't have to be like 3 days in a row.
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. So you have 2 days of Shaktu. Get more Shaktu. You're going to get more Shaktu now, not less. You're going to get more Shaktu.
So it doesn't make a difference if you're not getting married the next day.
Or you could do Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday Shaktu. Just the food won't be prepared.
Or blame it right. You're going to have issues on Wednesday, though.
Yeah. Okay. Lomagein Weiter. Says Toysvis. Ubishlishi miha lichnois. The Gemara is asking a question. Why are you getting married on Monday, get married on Tuesday. I understand the Sar Tzava is coming. Okay, so get married on Monday. He's coming on. Says Tosis, you can't. So why don't you just say the Sar Tzava is coming on Tuesday? You can't get married on Tuesday. It's coming on Tuesday. Yeah, but then you get married on Wednesday. If he's coming on Tuesday, get married on Wednesday. So that's what Taisa says. Interesting. What was Taisa thinking? What is Taisa coming to say over here? The Sukkos David asks again a question over here. What was the Havamina? Ain't a moving a Havamina. Pshita sheish letaritz kamoshetir tzudim ken yichnis bedalit. Of course, if the Saritzav is coming and leaving on Tuesday, of course you get married on Wednesday. Like what would be the Havamina? So says the Sukkos David, v'tzorech loymar, the Havamina haisa shekiven shebayim begimel mechapsim me'abatim v'lohay nisha kedei suda berevi. Oh, if they're coming on Tuesday, but they're going to get all the food from Tuesday. So Eina Chanami, he's not going to be here on Wednesday, but there's nothing left. What?
Even though you hide it, you don't find it?
Are they going to find it? Maybe that's the Havamino. What's the Maskana? Either, I don't know, maybe they don't look in the houses. It's Asi V'Kava. When she's Asi V'Kava, Sarsava's Asi V'Kava, and he comes on Gimel, so there's not going to be any food left. Yeah. I'm not sure. Maybe he could say something else. So what day are we getting married on? Monday. Are you Mekayim the Takanas Chachamim? How much? Are you Mekayim Tainas Besulim? No. Are you Mekayim Shaktu? Oh, Shvach. So let's say he comes on Tuesday. Right? If he comes on Tuesday, so in a Hanami, you're not going to have that much of your Suda, but you'll have at least a little bit, and you'll be Mekayim Takanas Chachamim. If he comes on Wednesday, the whole Suda's gone. You're going to get married without any Suda. He comes on Tuesday. Okay, you'll have one day to prepare. So it's not... Anyway, you're getting married on Monday. So all you have is Sunday to prepare. So if you get married on Wednesday, so all you have is Tuesday to prepare. So maybe Taka, you're going to lose all the food. Maybe that's this is Kasha. Maybe that's... That was the Havamina. Says no, it's not going to help you because, yeah. Or perhaps Tosis is saying something else. This is what's mashma a little bit from the Tosis. The Chayres follows. According to Tosis, how many days does the Sar Tzava stay? What's the maximum in our sugya?
One.
According to Rashi. He can stay as long as he wants. So according to Rashi, do we have a need to bring in the Asparva? Is he necessary? We say, why don't you get married on Tuesday? What's the answer? Because of Asparva, the Gemara says. The Asparva is coming in on Tuesday. They have to get married on Monday. Why don't you just say the Sartzav is coming a day earlier? And he's staying for 2 days? According to Tosis, why don't we say that? He doesn't stay for 2 days. So if he's coming on Tuesday, he's going to be gone Wednesday. Get married Wednesday. But according to, maybe this is a continuation of the previous Tosis. Tosis means to say, Lishitasi, I understand why you can't say the Sartzava is coming on Tuesday. But Rashi, you could have said the Sartzava. You don't have to, what are you coming up with this? What do you have to bring in this whole Asparva thing for? Just say the Sartzava comes on Tuesday. He's staying Tuesday, Wednesday. He could be staying for a week, according to you, Rashi. So Tosfos just means this is really a continuation of the previous Tosfos. Now that I said the Sartzav only comes for a day, now I understand why we didn't just say the Sartzav is coming a day earlier. But you, Rashi, you said the Sartzav stays for a while, so maybe the Sartzav came on Monday, maybe it's coming on Tuesday. Why do you have to bring in the Asparva according to Rashi? In a Hanami, the truth is that the Shita Mekubetzis asked this question, and says the Shita Mekubetzis, we could have said that, but the truth is, whenever a Sartzava comes, what happens the day before? Asparva. So you're right. I could have said that the Sartzava is coming a day earlier, but I don't have to, because the truth is, Asparva does come. And words, according to Rashi, this Asparva is a regular thing. What?
According to Tosis as well. You have one day of the Asparva, one day of the
Tosis would rather not bring in the Asparva. He doesn't like the Asparva. But Rashi likes the Asparva. And Rashi likes the Asparva. Could be that, in other words, Rashi's kava is his kava for he's coming in for a serious amount of time. You need an Asparva if you're coming in for a week. So someone's going to have to set up food. According to Tosfos, he's coming for a few hours anyway. Tosfos doesn't like that Asparva so much. Okay.
According to Rashi, it can also be a day.
What?
According to Rashi, he can also stay for 1 day.
The Kava doesn't mean a day. Kava means he's coming to stay for a while.
Kava also is Kava in the Shuta Tosfos.
What?
Kava is in the Gemara.
No, but Tosfos is learning Kava just means he's staying for... We said the reason why Rashi doesn't like Tosfos' pshat, one of the reasons Kava is not mashma, that he's just coming for a few hours. But in Tosfos, he's not even staying more than a day. He's staying 24 hours. That's Kava? Kava is 24 hours? I don't think that's Kava. According to Tosfos, he's staying a week. A week is a dearest kva. Staying there for a week.
Where did Tosfos get that Rashi says 6 months even?
That's in a Hanami. We said Rashi doesn't hold that way. Rashi holds a week. Tosfos says I don't see a difference between a week and a month. But in Rashi and a Hanami, it's not only going to be. Rabbi said one more Tosfos. Says Tosfos Asparva didei begimol asa ein litmoya mishum suda akrina takanta derabana beziyam mishum sakana lo akrina eliyah mechad. Says Tosfos, if you're bothered by this question, I have an answer. What's the question? Why is it we're saying that for Suda we're going to be ochre 2 days, and for Sakana we're only ochre 1 day? This sounds crazy. No, it's bottom line, in the end of the day, how many days are we giving you for Sakana? One. How many days are we giving you for Oinus? Two. Why are we doing that? Hey, Litzmaya, don't be bothered. Mishum Suda akrina takanta derabana beiz yamin, mishum Sakana lo akrina elo yoy mechad. If you're bothered by that question, I'll tell you why. Dibilas Hegman Shchiach. Bias Hegman is a regular thing. It happens often. Shiragilavoy Vilboil. The Akrin and Shteyam Masila Mishkach. If you're Oiker 2 days, the Takana is going to be forgotten. This is similar to what we mentioned from the Sukkas David before. Avil Sartzava Eina El Akroi Ba'alma. But a Sartzava happens only once in a while. So in all, something only happens once in a while. How much leeway are we going to give you? How many days if it only happens every once in a while? Let you have 2 days. But if something's happening consistently, we're only giving you 1 day. That's what Tosis says. Frektub Shlomo Zalman Orbach. I don't get what Tosis was even bothered by in the first place. I don't get it. Yiblaib Sarachim. I don't get it. Why are we giving 2 days for Oinus and 1 day for Sakana? It's very simple why. Because Sakana only needs 1 day, and Oinus needs 2 days. What was the Sakana? The Hegman was going to come when? Wednesday. The Hegman's coming Wednesday. So that's why you get married on Tuesday. But when the case of Oinus, the Sartzav is coming on Tuesday, and the Sparva day is coming the day before.
What happened?
What would it be if there'd be a Sakana on Tuesday too? Says Shlomo Zalman, of course we would allow it. Of course. So what in the world is bothering Tosfos? Rabbi said, this is another Tosfos Nashitasa. Rashi said, you know why you don't get married on Monday? Because you don't have to. If you have to, of course you can. That's not what Tosfos said. Tosfos says, Ein Lekor Bishvila Takonat Chomel Yomechad. We're only allowing one day. No. Even if there's a little sakana on, no, we're not doing it. So I don't get it. For Aynes, you allow me the second day. For sakana, you don't allow me the second day? No! Why don't you allow it? Because that's going to be oikar takanas chachamim. We will not be oikar takanas chachamim. We won't do it. And that's what Tosfos says. So when it comes to Aynes, which is very rare, we're not worried about losing the takanas chachamim. It happens every year in a yoibol. We'll give you 2 days. But sakana, which happens too often, if we allow you 2 days, we're going to lose the takana. We're not losing the takana. And even if there's a chashash of a sakana, too bad. Says the Gemara, Nachamal Tois Lashitasi. Says the Gemara, Ibayis Eima, Mai Machmas Oines Kiritanya. A new pshat for Oines. A different pshat for Oines. The Mafarshim are saying, what is this? What, you need to. You need, another reason why you're going to lose your Suda. Why you need to come up with reasons why you lose your Suda. Well, does it make a difference? If this is the Oines, that's the Oines. Who cares? What makes the difference of why you're losing your Suda? Is there a halachic nafkamina? Rabbi Yosha speaks about that. And others, Bez Hashem, are going to continue. This is a major Sugya. The Sugya of Chasanus, which we will continue with Bez Hashem.